Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Okay. Let's turn our attention to Missouri. One of our favorite guys just to catch up with because he's just a lot of fun. He's got a great personality. It's Drew Locke's dad. We're joined by Andy Locke. Andy, how are you?
You know what? I'm doing okay with the circumstance all of us are in. I'm doing all right right now. We're getting through it.
You know what? Let me just start there. You are a business owner. You own, I think, 7 restaurants. Is that right? I don't want to shortchange
you. Yeah, we've got 7 restaurants in the Kansas City area.
All right, so let me just start there. How's that going? How are you doing with your business, your employees? How's that been for you and your family?
Well, first, I appreciate you asking. It's been a battle, for sure, just like every other business owner in the whole country right now. So we've been doing we had to shut our dining rooms down. We've been doing curbside operations since, you know, whatever it is, 6 weeks ago or whenever it started. And it's about 10% of our regular business. So it's, needless to say, it's been a little bit of a battle, but there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel now. We may be all right. So we're excited to get the dining rooms back open, which should kind of transition over the next 2 weeks to at least some semblance of normality, I hope.
Well, where has this been in terms of the challenges of your lifetime? Where does this rank?
Well, from a professional perspective, I'd say it's right up there for sure. So, but in the grand scheme of things, it's about the safety of the general public and making good decisions and being part of it. And it's not like we're unique here. Everybody's going through it. So we're just doing the best we can to get through it. And I think we've positioned ourselves to be able to get through it. And hopefully that the key to this whole thing is to get back to some semblance of normal at some point pretty quick, because there is certainly some gray ahead of us. So we hope we can get back to normal.
All right. Well, let's talk about football. Cause I know not only, of course, you know, you're Drew's dad, but I know you're just a huge football fan. What'd you think of the Broncos draft?
Man, I tell you what, it was beyond expectation from a from an offensive skill standpoint. So I was pretty pumped, man. I was pretty excited, and I really enjoyed watching it with Drew. That's what was really cool, being around him and kind of watching his expressions and how he handled it and how excited he was about it. So it was a lot of fun. It was a great 3 hours to be with Drew that night for sure.
So how did the Albert O pick go over with Drew? I'm sure there was quite a bit of excitement there with that pick.
You know, they had a really good relationship their years together at Missouri, and were good friends, and it carried over to the football field for sure. So that was something that, you know, when he had some discussions that morning before that pick, and he was so excited to want to be involved in part of that discussion, but two, to know that they were truly interested in Albert. And so that was, and you know, what's really cool about that is Albert was at one point in time during Drew's junior year, he was a potential first rounder ish, player, and then ended up getting drafted in the fourth round. So I think, you know, Albert's ceiling's pretty high. And so Drew was excited about him, and he's seen Albert's, Albert's best, and Albert's best is really, really good.
Do you have a relationship with Albert O's family?
You know, I've met his parents, and we've got a lot of relationships with a lot of Drew's former players' parents, but those were a couple of parents we didn't necessarily have a relationship with. I met them, and it was just cordial, but I didn't really build a relationship with them over the course of years.
Well, fair enough. You know, I'm a sports dad. You don't talk to a lot of the parents over the years for a variety of reasons. I'm sure it gets much more complicated in college. Never mind on the pro ranks. So, all right, take us inside, because everybody was shocked when the Broncos went with a receiver in the second round after going with Jerry Jeudy. What was the reaction in your household with that?
Well, you want to ask him? He's sitting right here.
Sure.
Here, hang on.
Oh, all right.
Here you go, D-Mac Chad. Drew's sitting right next to me.
Oh, all right. I didn't know he was there. Hey, Drew.
Yeah, he's here, man.
What's up?
Drew, hey, Drew, what's going on, man?
How are we?
We were just asking your dad what it was like in your house when a wide receiver went in the second round. What was the feeling? Because it was a surprise to everybody. Everybody was taken by surprise by that.
No. I mean, it was a surprise to me too. More weapons you can have on one team, you know, I think the better off you're going to be. So when they went again with a wide receiver there, I was like, all right, they've got a plan. It seems like it involves around me, and I'm going to make sure that, you know, that doesn't go to waste in this plan we see through.
Drew, the number of weapons you got obviously has been outstanding, not only just during the draft, but also you picked up a running back who catches the ball well out of the backfield in Melvin Gordon. So free agency and the draft have been kind to you. We hear about some quarterbacks around the league who get consulted with draft choices. Was there any conversation between you and the front office over there about what direction they were leaning, anything like that?
You know, there was a couple conversations here and there. The night before the draft, might have been two nights before the draft, just had my, you know, day or weekly call, you know, Coach Sherm saying, hey, what's up? How's everything going? Just checking in on how my family is and whatnot. And he's like, going into the draft, man, what are you thinking? And I was like, you know what? I think when you look around the league, when teams have speed, you know, they tend to score a lot of points. It's like, you know what, if you can just grab some speed here and there, then I think we're going to be pretty. But other than that, it was pretty hush-hush on what decisions they were going to be making.
Well, you certainly must have been excited about Albert going. I mean, you guys had such an incredible chemistry at Missouri. What is special about him? Why did you guys have such a great connection?
Well, I'll talk about who he is as a person first. You know, I tried to surround myself with, you know, the best character people there when I was at Missouri, and Albert was one that I surrounded myself with quite a bit. I think him as a person, how he carries himself, you know, just who he is going to be a big plus to our locker room. And that was one of the things I said about him that early morning, that call I got, was that, you know, him as a person, you're not going to have any problems in the locker room. But, you know, as great as a person, I think he's a better football player. I think just spatial awareness that he has, just how smart he is about the game and, you know, where bodies are and how to get open, I think that's a huge plus. And then I guess if you want to talk about a 4.49 40, we can add that in there too. But he can fly around, super soft hands. You put him in the red zone, there's a couple clips of us in college of, you know, him shooting to the corner and me putting it up.
We've been looking at him.
Letting him go up there and get it, snagging over linebackers. Pretty much, if you put a linebacker on him, I think you're going to have some trouble.
Drew, obviously with these, you know, explosive weapons and you just running down Albert O there for us, the expectations get to be ratcheted up here. There is a certain, you know, I suppose flattery that comes with, hey, here's the weapons that I'm getting. But there also must be some pressure with that. This offense was ranked 28th in scoring offense last year, obviously looking to improve this year. Are you feeling the pressure now, you know, with all these guys now looking for you to distribute the ball amongst all of them?
You know, I could have been playing with 10 other, I mean, I could take my sister out there and put 10 of my sisters out there, and I think I'd have the same amount of pressure. I would hold myself to, you know, a high amount of pressure to be able to put points on the board, but I kind of like the pressure deal. I don't like going into games relaxed and, you know, kind of laid back. I want to go in there thinking I got to score 50 to 75 points a game, and that's, I think, when I operate best. So, no, I wouldn't necessarily say just because we added some guys and, you know, got some new receivers, got some new toys, that the pressure ramps up. I know people that are huge fans of the league are going to expect a lot from us now, and that's just, it is what it is. But, you know, we're professional football players. We expect a lot from ourselves already, so I don't think any extra added pressure should be added to anybody.
Drew, what, you know, I guess I'm surprised. We really just were aiming to talk with your dad there because we just like your dad. We're happy to talk to you, though. But what is your – I didn't even realize you were in Missouri. So what is your plan in terms of where you're going to train and where you're going to be?
Yeah, so I've been in Missouri and then Denver back and forth. When I'm in Kansas City, I've had my private trainer here for a long time. Mm-hmm. Was actually – one of my close high school friends who, once he got out of high school, started getting into private training. He's got his own place. So as far as that being, you know, a private place. I still got to work out with him. And then my quarterback coach as well, Justin Hoover, again, another private guy that, you know, if we needed to throw in my backyard, he came over.
Okay.
If, you know, there's a local Lee Summit person that, you know, had an indoor or a turf, you know, we asked to, if we could possibly use their space,
right.
You know, Clorox the door handles, Germex in the pockets at all costs. But no, it was nice, you know, during this time being able to be in, you know, my hometown Lee Summit, because there was just a lot of private deals where you could, you know, maybe call a few people and make sure that, you know, your schedule didn't change as much, but, you know, just you're smart with it though at the same time.
Well, and do you anticipate being there for a while, or what's your plan? Well, I know you've started the virtual meetings now, right? That started this week,
correct? Yeah.
Well, yep. Maybe I should just go there. How's that going right now?
It's good. You know, it's a little different. You're looking at, you know, 40 plus guys, and you got an O staff, or not an O staff, and a full offensive meeting, and you know, you want to check in and click. You got to click a button to go see different guys' faces instead of being able to look around the room. It's just, you know, it's way different. You know, we're making the best of it. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
You know, you got to roll with the punches here. Try to absorb as much as you can over Zoom calls. But no, my plan is to get back right at the beginning, probably of next week. Or
okay.
Sorry, excuse me, at the end of next week.
All right. Well, listen, man, we really appreciate chatting with you, Drew. And we're
here's the star.
Well, listen, hey,
D-Man, I gotta paint one other picture for you, man. And
all right.
So over the last 4 weeks, I've really realized how little football I know. I thought I knew a lot about football. I played a little bit, and So when Drew got the playbook, so I've been tasked as the person that's going to help him study.
Nice.
Here in the house.
And how's that going?
So, yeah, how's that?
So we got, listen, guys, we got whiteboards and dry erase markers and playbooks and TVs and watching Giants film, and it's awesome, but man, I don't know much about football. it's awesome, man. I'm having the time of my life working, you know, being able to work with him because there's nobody else to do it because obviously
right.
We're isolated. So he's like, Dad, you gotta quiz me, man. So I'll call out the plane. He'll draw it up and I'll give him the nod. That's right. And then he'll wipe it off and we'll go to another one. But it's you know, we've had time to do it because there's not much else going on. So aside from him throwing and working out and studying, that's kind of his life. But I've, you know, that's been a change in my life for the last 4 weeks or whatever it's been. And it's really been enjoyable, but I'm really not very knowledgeable at football like I really thought.
Oh,
I was.
That's so great. You know, it's funny,
fun.
Andy, you know, what's great is that my son, who's a senior in high school, and he's going to go play baseball next year in college. He doesn't use me anymore. He doesn't ask me to help him out anymore. You know what I mean? But this
he's
month,
going to though, D-Mac. His name's Dylan, right?
That's right. That's right. And
yeah.
And he's been asking me. I don't push it on him. But you know, there's some small sunshine lights in this horrible episode. And I've got to tell you, as a sports dad, spending more time with your son, and you're doing it on the professional level, and I'm doing it with my kid in high school. You know what? Dad talk here, it's awesome. And I'll take whatever I can get, and I'm sure it's been a blast for you, actually, to spend that time
awesome.
With you.
I wouldn't trade it for the world, man. And
that's awesome.
It's a great time, and hopefully I can, you know, I can be, you know, make 1% difference next year that he just play and done the right thing on this play and be a part of it, man. But it's been awesome. We've really enjoyed having him here, and it's a, you know, we haven't had him around this much since, you know, since he was in high school, so
right.
It's been great, and but we're excited for the next step and get this thing cleared up and get these guys back to work, so, but
well, we look forward, and we put this out there, we look forward to having you in studio when you come into Denver next time, and we do love talking to you about football, even though apparently you don't know that much, and
I don't.
We absolutely, we're so excited for the prospect of the Broncos offense, and the commitment to Drew is obviously off the charts at this point, so we're all really excited to get through this stuff together and seeing a very, very exciting brand of Broncos football come up in the fall. So we're pumped up.
Thanks, Mac. Last thing I'll say is,
yeah,
you know, when Drew first got drafted out there, I listened to you guys to kind of learn about how he was doing, and I've to this point, I've transferred to just you guys just entertain the heck out of me.
All right,
when I can listen to you, you know, and that it's just awesome. I love listening to you guys. You're so much fun to listen to, And you keep up the great work out there because you guys are doing a fantastic job.
We appreciate it. Thank you, Andy. Thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right. See you, Chad. See you, D-Mac. Thank you, fellas.
Okay.
All right, later.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.